That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
Now, there's just too much of this. There's too many stories like this, and nothing ever seems to happen. So let's tell another one, because I don't know what is the way that this sort of thing is fixed unless there's far more awareness to how broken our system is to allowing people who are dangerous and threats and clear and present danger to others to just go free. And maybe that piece of paper will keep them away. Maybe their guilt will hold them back. Maybe their remorse, maybe their sense of decency. Oh, wait, when they don't have any of that, they just go kill people. And when we have them in custody, we should recognize that.
This story just really pisses me off. This is actually from my stomping ground. This is from Hopkins, Minnesota.
Yeah.
I thought we had a better system in place in my old stomping ground that, you know, if somebody's, yeah, I know. It's laughable.
Do you think it was better just because you lived there? You're like, it's better there.
I don't know. Why? This guy pleaded guilty to abusing his girlfriend, and then now we have a story.
The life of a 33-year-old Danica Bergensen came to a tragic end near Hopkins, Minnesota, on July 8th, when she was found dead, wrapped in a layer of blankets. Nearly 2 months after her demise, her boyfriend, 39-year-old Matthew Brennan, is now facing serious charges, including second-degree murder and second-degree murder while under a restraining order. The status of his plea or whether he has retained legal counsel still remains unclear. The discovery of Danica's body was prompted by her building manager, who reported hearing groaning, yelling, and banging sounds coming from her apartment. Responding officers found Brennan inside the bathroom, grunting and growling and reeking of bleach, as detailed in the complaint filed. Danica's father, David Bergensen, expressed grief to Care 11 TV, remembering his daughter as a vivacious woman with a strong moral code. Everything with her was always black or white. She knew exactly what was right and wrong, he said. Nancy Andrews, a close friend of Danica, echoed similar sentiments on her obituary page. Nothing her infectious smile, compassion for animals, or a passion for learning. The complaint outlines a timeline of events that led to the discovery of Bergson's body. Concerns for her safety were first raised by friends and family on July 2nd. July 7th, a message sent from Bergson's phone to her mother raised further suspicions, as it did not sound like something she would say. Phone records indicate that Brennan was near Bergson's residence on June 29th, only 2 days after being released from jail for a prior assault on her. At that time, a restraining order against him was active. And as we see, that paper did magic. The complaint goes on to document a history of violence between the couple, with multiple alleged incidents of assault, including biting and punching. Following an attack in April, Brennan reportedly texted a friend claiming he gave Bergensen a black eye and that she deserved it if any woman ever has, unquote. During the investigation, police found what appeared to be bloody clothing in a guest bedroom of the apartment. Additionally, Brennan left a series of notes through his apartment proclaiming his innocence and denying ever being physically abusive to a woman. Because nothing looks like you're innocent and not a woman abuser by leaving random notes around your apartment. That just says you're clear, you're good. Because that's what people who don't beat their wives or women do. We just leave random notes around going, I'm not an abuser. abuser. I mean, how fucking insane is that? It's like I'm gonna fit in with the people who don't abuse their women. I'm gonna write post-it notes and put it around. It's kind of like Lucy Letby did. Did not kill these children. Like, please believe me, I did it, but I didn't at the same time. God, that really just shows you how fucked in the head this person was.
Well, and how detached from reality, because just because you wrote it on a note doesn't mean.
Oh my God!
Changes anything.
His claim was contradicted by the mother of Brenneman's child, who alleged that he had pinned her to the bed and hit her on one occasion. But hey, if you put post-its around the house.
Jesus.
That's a new one. I have not ever heard that before, other than Letby. But that's a totally different type of case. This is a wife beater. This is a girlfriend beater, a spouse beater that somehow felt like they were going to be... exonerated because of their notes. That's insane. That's like, wow, dumb.
Yeah. And this guy, I'm reading about him. He served as a field medic in the U.S. military. He earned a bachelor's degree in animal science from the University of Minnesota in 2007. So this guy, animal science, was he hoping to go into veterinary medicine? Can you imagine somebody like that around animals too?
Well, just what he spent all this time trying to make these accomplishments in life, you know, being an army medic, being getting the education he needed to get that far. That takes time and dedication. And then to somehow throw all of that work away because you can't control yourself. I don't understand people like this. I just don't get it. It's just never been an equation for me. Currently, Brenneman is being held under a $1,500,000 bail. Thank God for each for the murder charge. Despite the autopsy revealing numerous wounds on Bergson's body, the nature of her death was classified as undetermined. In the aftermath of the math of this tragic event, a fundraiser has been organized to assist Bergson's family with funeral expenses. So, my God.
Is this another one that the military has failed, that he was suffering from something? And I'm not downplaying post-traumatic stress and things like that, but did he somehow have some trauma that was never addressed, never dealt with? Or is this just a crazy guy who happened to have been in the military?
Who knows? I mean, that's something we don't know the answer to. I mean, certainly there are so many, you know, brave men and women who've come back that have a lot of things to deal with. And then, as I've said it before, we have the most ridiculously difficult and shitty healthcare system for helping them with their problems. I mean, when your healthcare system that you get for the rest of your life is always the butt of a joke, the VA system, that's not a good sign. That's not like something you're like, all right, they got the best care now. No, like, we basically eat up our young and spit them out once we've had them go and do the things that we said were going to be wonderful and put in all of our commercials and made it look super sexy and amazing. And then it's like, oh, now you're fairly mentally damaged and physically damaged too? Oh, okay. Well, there's this nice, that building there that looks like a castle that hasn't been updated since 1974. Yeah, they're going to help you down there. I know that's not the case everywhere, but there's been plenty of cities where that's essentially what the VA hospital looked like and basically had equipment from that era. So could that be in this case? Certainly. Who knows? Who knows? But that obviously is certainly something that we have a huge problem with in our country. I mean, I was the first generation age that went into Iraq. I was 18. I was 19 when 9/11 happened. So I saw tons of my friends and family go over and serve. And you know what? A lot of them did not come back the same people. That's normal. That's kind of what you expect when you go off to war. But you had some that came back very, very different people. I had plenty that also just did not come back, period, at that period of time. But then watching the care that they got was utterly insane. After being at that time and place, and you remember, yay, America, oh, go this or that, and everybody's patriotic, support the troops, which you should be, and I certainly am, but it's absolute bullshit when they come back and they're like, they're just kind of, thanks for your service. Here's 10% off at Applebee's.
You know, and that's the thing. We stand at the airport when they come back. We have our flags. We're waving them. And then we go out to our cars and we go about our business and we never look at them again.
And we drive by the ones at the side of the road that are so mentally messed up that can't get any sort of help, that are homeless now, because there's a huge percentage of homeless that are vets. And it's like, oh, they must have served. Now they're messed up. That's sad. Yeah, I mean, we have such a shitty way of truly empathetically helping people that deserve it. It's sickening. So who knows? That was my soapbox that I got on. Who knows if that's what the case was?
No, it's legit. But I absolutely wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. So who knows? But obviously mental health help was something that was not ever looked at for this individual.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.